This is the closing market report. It is the 27th day of May, a Tuesday afternoon. On the phone line with us to take a look at what's been happening in the agricultural futures markets, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
And let's finish up our discussion from this morning, go through how things have changed in Chicago, and they were red at the time and remain that way when we finish the day today.
Yeah, we even trended down a little bit from when we talked this morning. I think a couple of things come to light here. The rumors continue to persist that there's at least a couple of Brazilian cargoes that have been canceled or washed out this morning, and the possibility of 68 more that could be impacted. That, along with the ideal weather forecast for the Midwest and, gosh, the planning progress that had to be made over the long weekend just really has everybody sort of thinking, not quite as worried about the crop getting in the ground.
Are you worried about the crop getting in the ground at all, or is this a done deal now?
Well, I think that there's some questions to be answered here, Todd. Number one, how did North Dakota get along? How did Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan? We know Michigan's very wet also along the way. And how much switchover are we going to see? How many more bean acres compared to what was projected by the USDA earlier in the year? And then I think the other thing that we have to look at or carefully eye is, we had a lot of prevented plant acres last year, and a lot of people still feel there could be anywhere from 1 to 3 million acres added into the mix that was there before. So those are all things that are good. But for right now, the weather's just pretty ideal as it can get. With the talk of a strengthening El Nino, we heard a lot of forecasters. I think Elwin Taylor made a comment that he thought it was going to be very safe to say trendline yields were in the great possibility out there, too. So we're hearing a lot of the forecasters say it could be that kind of year.
This morning, you suggested 88% finished for corn. When we see the crop progress report this afternoon, that's about 45 minutes away. Still staying with that number?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think that we've saw a lot of stuff. A lot of the northern counties in Illinois got in over the weekend. We saw a lot of stuff out west. We saw South Dakota make some tremendous progress as we listened to some of the guys as they did their little round table thing on a call-in this morning on how the planting progress had went over the weekend. Why we were in a lot of areas we were a little bit scared that might be a little short, say they were in pretty good shape.
Now, at one time last week, we were thinking that the export of soybeans might start to slacken off, and it has some, but every now and then it seems like we're piquing some interest still. Everything going to South America now?
I think at least for today it did, and along the way I think they're cheaper than we are, and looking along the lines, I'm not especially sure why we have been seeing it, because mm-hmm. they have been enough cheaper to us, unless we have better credit for that country, or say it's going to Mexico or somewhere close for the freight to be different. But other than that, it's very surprising we've seen these sales we have over the last month.
Anything out of the livestock we ought to discuss for the day?
As we looked at that, we were looking at the break-evens on a lot of this, and as you look at the price of feeders and the price of feed right now, you wonder why they're paying up so much. But, boy, everybody is forecasting tighter cattle numbers, higher beef numbers, and higher beef in the grocery stores for the summer.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us.
Thanks, Todd.
That is Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report.